Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
The Forgotten Maggies is the title of a documentary premiered today at the Galway film FLA. It follows the lives of four women after they left the Magdalen laundries and tried to obtain redress for the abuse they suffered.
The clip that you just heard is of Anne Doyle on RTE News telling people that the Galway Film Festival had just screened my documentary, The Forgotten Maggies.
Obviously, Stephen, this was a very proud moment for you. But can you go back and tell us about the work that went in to getting you to this point?
I had never really done anything like this in my life. And when I knew that RTE were interested, it dawned on me that the women's lives were going to change dramatically. And the reason I say that is because it's not every day you get something on the main news and it's going to be broadcast to hundreds of thousands of people. And each of the women had never told their stories before publicly. And none of the women had ever met prior to the Galway Film Festival. And mixed around that was the editing process of getting 70 hours down to what became 1 hour and 36 minutes. When the decision was made by the Galway Film Festival to allow us to screen The Forgotten Maggies, I really moved in with Jer, and myself and Jer lived together for the next 2 months. And we worked on that documentary morning, noon and night. And we looked at all the different ways to tell the story, to draw the story out, to bring the audience in, to lift the audience up, to be true to what the women had to say and be confident in the story that we were going to put out there. But anybody that's ever worked in the arts would tell you, you don't know what the reaction is going to be, even though you yourself think that the audience might love this. So when I was in Mill Street that week preparing for the Galway Film Festival, and I put together this press release. I'd never done a press release, but I put together a press release and I sent it out. And there was nobody ringing me. There was no calls coming through. And then suddenly, 4 days out from the Galway Film Festival, local radio stations started ringing. Newspapers started ringing. Human rights organizations started contacting me saying that they wanted to get 2, 3, 4 and 5 tickets for the Galway Film Festival. Political parties, women's groups started contacting me, taking an interest in what this story was telling and how it was being portrayed and how this young person had taken on the struggle of these women.
You must have been excited at that point, knowing that there was such interest in what you were doing.
I was really shitting myself because I knew that I could handle the pressure that maybe the media would exert on you. But I didn't know how the women would handle it.
So what did you do to manage the women's expectation then?
So I rang each of the women individually and I explained to them that they need to prepare themselves for the change that's going to happen, that they will now become the face of the story of the Magdalen laundries. And I know one of the women who wasn't necessarily a Magdalen survivor, it was Mary Collins, who we had heard earlier speaking about her mother being in the Magdalen laundry, wouldn't have felt comfortable at that time. So she said that she didn't want to travel to the Galway Film Festival. So myself, Jer and the women, we all gathered in Galway the night before the Galway Film Festival. And there was, I suppose, an air of excitement and there was a buzz and there was an energy that we had made this happen, that what we had fought for had come true, and within 24 hours, we were going to be sitting in a full auditorium and people were going to be watching this documentary. And I always remember Teresa Mannion from RT News coming down to the hotel that we were staying in Galway, and she kind of wanted the scoop. And myself and Jura were like, no, 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 like, you know, you'd have to attend on the day. And we wanted to make sure, like, that she saw the effort that we had put in. And she said, look, I promise you, I'll put together a really good clip about this story and about these women. And I'll really try to highlight the importance of showing this on the news. So that's why I played the clip at the start. It was just the idea that somebody took a chance on us and somebody saw the value and the worth of myself, Jura, Seamus, everybody else that was involved in the production, and of course, the women.
Mary King, Maureen Sullivan and Kathleen Legg, strangers before arriving in Galway, but connected by their shared experience of abuse as young girls at Magdalene Laundries in Wexford, Longford and Dublin.
So that night, I brought the women upstairs into a private room, and it was the first time that they all had met each other. And there was obviously tears and sadness and happiness and hugs and just, I suppose, a complete nervousness of what was about to happen and an understanding of their bravery and their courage and their extraordinary contribution that they had made in giving up their time to myself, Jura and Seamus.
How did you plan for the morning prior to the documentary being shown?
So on the morning of the documentary, we had decided that the women would wait until everybody had entered the auditorium to watch The Forgotten Maggies. And we wanted the women to be the focus. And I always just remember them walking up the hill one by one and they all entering into the auditorium. And obviously people were looking and they sat in the front. And I suppose in my view, they were the VIPs of the day. And I wanted to make sure that whatever was the reaction from the audience, either A, they were protected, or B, that they were able to receive it in a way that was comfortable for them.
What was going through your mind as you watched the documentary?
As we were watching the documentary, for whatever reason, the DVD overheated and it stopped playing. And you could just hear this kind of gasp from the audience as to, but it was the moment when Maureen was going down into the tunnel, and it was the opportunity where the audience were getting to see if this tunnel existed. So I just remember leaning over to Jura and I was like, what are we going to do? Like, it's stopped, like. So we kind of sat there for maybe about 30 seconds, hoping it would move. And then, I don't know if you remember, but it kind of jilted forward a small bit and the car moved and we were getting closer to the tunnel and the audience were like still going, and it broke down definitely then. And Jura goes, look, I have a rough cut, but like the music and all that isn't edited in like properly from a sounds perspective. I was like, well, we're going to have to put it in. So Jura rushed back anyway and gave the rough cut DVD to the sound engineer. He put it in and the documentary took off again. And I think the next reaction was from the Bishop's interview that we had done. And I think most people in the auditorium were just in absolute shock of his response to the questions that I had asked him about that exhumation. And then as it was coming to an end, you could hear tears just falling from people's faces and just really gentle sobbing and crying. And as the credits rolled with the documentary and there was that kind of stillness and the darkness was still setting in the auditorium, you knew that people felt for those women.
What are your memories of the women's reaction to seeing their story on screen?
the lights obviously went up. And I remember Kathleen turned back to me and she goes, "Oh, thank you so much, dear." I goes, "Oh no, it's your story. This is your moment." I said, "Do you want to get up? Like, they'd like to see you, I think." So then she nudged, obviously, the other women that were there. And they got up and they walked to the front of the theatre. And then suddenly this applause started breaking out. And the women obviously were just overcome with emotion because they had done it and they had told their story. And then that's when Teresa Mannion rushes the women out of the auditorium and does the interview with them, and then did an interview with myself.
The young filmmakers behind The Forgotten Maggies want these women to be acknowledged in the same way as the victims of abuse in industrial schools.
There's still thousands of women out there that haven't been heard or haven't been recognised. And I suppose that's where the documentary kicks in. Like, we really want the general public to focus in on this injustice that's been put upon these women. And hopefully the state will come forward and apologise to the Maglan women as it did with the industrial schools.
We were ecstatic. And obviously we were all abuzz. And it was incredible. And at that time we didn't know it was going to be on the news. And we were back at the hotel celebrating. And then we asked for the news to be put on, and suddenly you just heard the voice, and obviously you hear her intro, and everybody in the hotel just stops and looks at the women, and they realise that Anne Doyle is talking about these women, and everyone then just starts clapping for the women.
What was the Galway Film Festival organisers' reaction to the success of the screening?
And we got a phone call from the director of the Galway Film Festival congratulating me on the success of the screening. And he said, "Would you consider screening it for a second time? People are constantly asking for tickets and wanting to know, will there be another screening?" And I just felt myself that we had done and achieved what we wanted to achieve. And I politely declined, because I felt this was a moment that I wanted us to savour. And with that, the women just went back to their lives. And I just remember Kathleen Legg going back to London. And she rings me the next day. And she's obviously talking about the reaction. And it's all in the newspapers, like the Irish Times, the Independent. Like, it's been covered nationally, locally. Everyone is talking about it. And she says, "Stephen, when I got on the plane, the air hostess said, 'Oh, congratulations on your documentary. You spoke so well. You did so well.' And she goes, 'Stephen, I have something to tell you.' And I goes, 'What?' She goes, 'I told my family I was going on a holiday. And now I'm famous.' So I had to go back to Bournemouth and call my daughters and explain to them that I was in a Magdalen laundry." And she said, "The weight that has just come off my shoulders is incredible, because these were the last people that I wanted to tell. And now the whole world knows what happened to me." You're probably wondering why I declined the offer of the Galway Film Festival to screen the documentary a second time. But as you're going to hear in the next clip from the news, I had much bigger plans.
The Forgotten Maggies will be screened at venues around the country in the coming weeks. Teresa Mannion, RTE News, Galway.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.